The Sydney to Hobart has a reputation as being one of the world's toughest ocean races. Even so, for the last 20 years, a crew from Sailors with Disabilities has competed in the Blue Water Classic and, on occasions, won their division. They're hoping to win their division again this year with a crew that includes sailors with disabilities, including blindness and deafness. Felicity Ogilvie reports from the race's finish line in Hobart.
19-year-old Grace Kennedy has spent months training for her first Sydney to Hobart yacht race. She's one of the youngest competitors and has spent most of her life in a wheelchair because she has spina bifida. But Grace Kennedy will be leaving her wheelchair on the dock when she gets on board the Sailors with Disabilities yacht.
I think for me right now it'd be freeing just to get out of it sort of thing, be out of it for a couple of days. You know, it'll be a good nice stretch for my body and that, to not like sit in the wheelchair for, you know, 24 hours a day.
The yacht is called Faceboat and will be skippered by Kirk Watson. Mr. Watson is legally blind and says he can sometimes see shadows.
Skippering a boat's, it's managing a team. So as far as skippering the boat, probably has a little bit of an impact, as in, you know, I can't see where everyone is at all times and what exactly they're doing. But got a good crew, got some good watch leaders, so the information gets through to me. I know what the boat's doing at any particular time. They just keep me up to date whether everyone's ready to go. Obviously, some of the communication's verbal and sign language and that, so I can give a sign, and I'll get the message back to me whether everyone's got it.
How does it work? Who's your eyes on the boat? Who lets you know what's going on?
So we have watch leaders, and I'm one of the trimmers on the boat, so I trim the mainsail, the backsail. And my watch leaders are generally steering or around that area, so they're quite close to me, so the information transfers very quickly.
There'll be four people taking shifts at the helm, including a crew member who is paralysed in one of his arms. It's Kirk Watson's ninth attempt at the Sydney to Hobart, and the Sailors with Disabilities crew have won their division before.
It just really goes to show that we're no different to anyone else. Obviously, we have a little, some other things to deal with to overcome. But like other crews, we're out there to compete, and we want to do our best.
And how do you rate your chances this year? What category do you think you might have a chance in?
We'll be racing under the performance handicap system, so we've got a reasonable chance. It's all up to the weather gods, really. Particular boats sail better in particular wind conditions. So if it's a mixed bag, we might go quite well. The boat does go well in heavy air as well. So just see what happens on the day, really.
Grace Kennedy is counting down the days until the race starts.
I feel really privileged to be on the crew and on the team heading down there. Some nights I sit up in the middle of the night and think, wow, I'm actually doing this. There's no other 19-year-olds thinking, oh, yeah, in 9 days I'm going to be doing the Sydney to Hobart.
The teenager is still finishing year 12 and is considering a future career as an advocate for people with disabilities.
Felicity Ogilvie, and of course it all begins on Boxing Day in just 6 days' time.